Wynnungana is a new work by award-winning poet and artist Jazz Money, a lyrical journey of archival footage and sound, poetry and original composition. A feature-length film, if you will, commissioned by the National Film and Sound Archive. An absolutely immense project, and who better to discuss it than Wiradjuri poet and artist Jazz Money. Jazz, welcome back to 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
This is very, very exciting stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Now, I know it's obviously been screened before. It premiered in November 2023 and continues to screen at festivals and other venues, but you've got some special showings happening in the next little while.
Yes. The next one happening in Sydney is this Thursday as part of the Guy Mariagal Festival in North Sydney.
Oh,
so
excellent.
It's really lovely to be here talking about screenings in my hometown.
Indeed, and we're going to be discussing that festival a little bit later on the show today. How do you describe Wynnungana to the uninitiated? Because it's more than just a film, isn't it?
It's a complex film. It is. In some ways quite unique because it's made entirely of archival footage. So I shot nothing original. I worked entirely with footage that is by or about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people held in the National Film and Sound Archive collection. So it was this really massive undertaking to actually be immersed in the collection, research hundreds and hundreds of hours of film, and then pull together an original narrative that is really looking at the power of archives, but more than these things that sit on shelves, actually thinking about our bodies as archives and the way that they hold story and tell story and the way that they are the true representation of everything that's come before us, because they hold, yes, the trauma and the bad stuff, but that more than that, they hold the good stuff. They're the reason we're here. They're this product of love and joy and survival. And the film really celebrates survival and love and joy while also acknowledging the horrors of our history as seen from an Indigenous perspective.
You're a poet and an artist. How do you feel that those sort of your experience in those fields helps you with sort of putting together all this discordant work to make a coherent film?
The central arc of the film is structured with poetry. So it creates these sort of chapter breaks that mean that the audience can sort of move through the film understanding the narrative. I mean, that was the intention, at least. The film is broken into five chapters with a sort of poetic scaffold between them all. But I guess it was an interesting process because I originally trained as a filmmaker, and film is in many ways my first language as a sort of creative practitioner.
Ah.
So being able to return to film in this way and into fusing it with poetry was really satisfying because it's something that I guess I've maybe been circling for a long time, and getting to do it in Wynnungana was really hard, but it was incredibly rewarding as well.
Thank you for pronouncing it correctly then as well. Just another indication of sort of how I might be a person who could learn something from this film.
And Wynnungana, so that you know, it means it doesn't translate very well into English, but in Wiradjuri it means to know and to think and to remember. So this very embodied way of being and remembering.
Beyond sort of educating people like me who could stand to learn a lot more about this sort of thing, is there sort of any other particular messages that you wanted to emphasise as part of the film?
I think part of the point of the film is to understand that our histories are contemporary and that we're living in them right now. And the way that we tell stories and frame narratives is the way that we teach one another, right? And if we're surrounded by, say, a media ecosystem that's really interested in pushing really divisive and hateful news a lot of the time, then that becomes the way that we tell the story, right? And that becomes the way that we interact with one another and with ourselves. And so I think actually understanding the way that we're part of these broader arcs of history is, you know, one thing that the film is attempting to do.
I would imagine with this film as well, there would have been quite a lot of work that you had seen that you would have liked to have incorporated in this, but just didn't sort of fit the mood that you were going for at the time. Is this something you would possibly revisit?
Maybe. Like you said, there is so much that is left out of this film. It's not nearly long enough to capture the big sweep of these histories, and there are so many stories that could be told. But I also am conscious that, like, I had this lovely, well, lovely and huge sort of privilege of getting to work in this space, and that I should also be cleared for other people to get to investigate and interrogate these archives. I don't need to be the archive guy.
Yeah.
I think everyone has a sort of, anyone who has an interest in this space, there is a really broad amount of inquiry that can happen there.
And you had some pretty cool people helping you out with this as well, Jazz.
I did. I was incredibly lucky to work with the, you know, remarkable Dobby, aka Ryan Clapham, who was the composer of this, the original score of this film, who is, for people who don't know, a Murawari and Filipina rapper, drummer, composer, just powerhouse, creative, who, yeah, composed an amazing original score.
This is really, really awesome stuff. And so this Thursday evening, the 26th of June, you'll be doing a screening of this, free screening, plus you'll be in conversation there. And this is at North Sydney as part of the Gaia Mariagal Festival.
Yes, really excited to be down there and have a yarn. Yeah, I think it'll be a good night. Before, so anyone listening, if you're free Thursday night, please come join us.
I'll put the details up on the website. Before I let you go, what else you got going on?
Well, actually, next week I have my first kids' book coming out.
Awesome.
So I should probably responsibly plug that.
Yes. What's the book about?
It's called The Frog's First Song. It's about a frog who lives alone in a well, and when they begin to sing, they start learning that the world is much bigger than they first realize. It was illustrated by the incredible Jason Fu, four-time Archibald finalist, and is it's a story about love and community.
Excellent. And you're already building a readership as part of this.
Yes. As a new mum, I'm suddenly really interested in kids' books and trying to make ones that are interesting for adults to read.
Well, congratulations. Wishing you all the best, not only with the book, not only with the screening this Thursday, but the new mumhood. That's fantastic stuff, Jazz.
Thank you so much. Thanks.